kernel of resurrection light. And listening to the accents may hear so calm and plain. Christ own all hail and hearing may raise the victor's strain. Now let the heavens be joyful, let earth in song be.
Please be seated. A warm welcome to everyone in the service of worship today, and it is a warm day, so it's wonderful. It's here. That's great. And a special welcome to the family and friends of Bart and Sarah Rizotko, who are here for the baptism of Ryan this morning. Please give them a warm welcome after church. And Sarah is Cindy Ihas' daughter, and I think some of you remember them. Everyone is welcome to fellowship time after the service today. It's coffee, tea, water, the works. So come to the hall afterwards. And next week is Mother's Day. Please let people know of the tradition here at Appleby that to wear a white flower if your mother is deceased, or a color one if she is living, in honor of our mums. And don't panic if you forget, because we usually have some flowers here too. But please try and come with one. Next week, the outreach team is asking us to bring craft supplies for children for the Holton Woman's Place craft drive kit. So remember that. Your spring flowers will be available in the church on Wednesday, and Appleby Friends is on Friday night at 7:30. And next Tuesday, LCU Brasco, patient care manager with Lynn, will be here to tell you all about the process of home care services, starting at 9:45 here in the chapel. So that's on a week Tuesday, and it's Morning Glory's day, but everyone is welcome. And last but not least, please remember there's still spaces open for the Appleby Vacation Bible Camp. Children ages 5 to 12, go online to sign up, and leaders are still needed, so talk to me if you're interested. That would be wonderful. There's lots of other announcements in the bulletin. Please look at it and take it home and read up on what's happening at Appleby this week. Are there any other announcements, celebrations, or concerns for the church family this morning?
We're celebrating our grandson Grayson's 8th birthday today.
Oh. Wow. That's a grandson's 8th birthday today. So that's awesome. Thank you. Being close to Easter, we remember the core of our faith is Jesus risen from the dead. And every week we remember that in the lighting of the Christ candle. In the lighting of the Christ candle, we recognize the risen Christ presence among us. And in the lighting of the Christ candle, we open ourselves to the love and grace of God that we celebrate in worship. Let This now formally recognize God's presence in our midst through our opening prayers and sentences. Come and see. Signs of the risen Christ are all around us. Come and know the presence of the risen Christ is in this community. Come and believe the risen Christ is with us now and always. Let us pray. We have heard the call, loving God, to come into your presence. We have heard the challenge to be baptized in the name of Christ and receive new life.
We have heard the invitation to turn away from society focused on greed and self-centeredness,
and to turn our lives towards loving and serving one another. Guide us and lead us, we pray. Amen. Our next hymn is number 444, Child of Blessing, Child of Promise. 444. Please be seated. At this time, I would ask Dan Perret, as the acting chair of Appleby Church Board, to come forward. And June, too.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Alan, Bart and Sarah Rizotko have asked that their son be initiated into the body of Christ through baptism. As a congregation, we celebrate the desire of these parents to welcome their child into the family of Jesus Christ. At this time, I will ask June Perret to come forward to introduce them to the congregation.
Thank you, Dan. Well, Ryan's parents and godparents, come up and stand by Reverend Alan.
And Brian and Sarah, you can stand on this side.
Love
that's
going to
make it a little easier. Thanks.
Yeah. It is my pleasure. And we as a congregation would like to welcome a new addition to Appleby, little Ryan William Rizotko, son of Sarah Elizabeth Rizotko and Bartek, or Bart Rizotko. Here to support him are Ryan's godparents, Sarah and Raphael Ademic. His mom, Sarah, grew up here at Appleby, and our hopes for Ryan is that he will grow up here as well. We also welcome Sarah and Bart's family and friends.
Hear this record of Jesus' radical concern for welcoming children. People were bringing their little children to Jesus in order that he might bless them, and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is such as these are the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will not enter it." And Jesus took them in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them.
Thank you. When people became Christians in the early church, they were baptized as Jesus had been. That is, they went down under the water and came up again. This meant they were dying to their old way of life and being born into a new life. And Jesus made this possible by his own death and resurrection. Although in our tradition, people are seldom baptized by going down under the water and up again, the meaning is the same. Baptism stands for the new life God gives us through Jesus. It proclaims that God has made us members of God's family. Today, God calls Ryan Rezotko into this inheritance. Since a child cannot understand what is being done, their parents and the church act on their behalf. The parents promise to bring their child up in the Christian faith, and we, the church, promise to help them. It is our hope and prayer that when the child is old enough to understand, they will speak for themselves and choose to be confirmed as one of Christ's people. Bart and Sarah, you have brought your son here for baptism. Do you believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, and works in us and others by the Spirit? If so, answer, we do by the grace of God.
We do by the grace of God.
Will you follow in the way of Jesus Christ, resisting oppression and evil, seeking justice and witnessing to God's love for all of creation? If so, answer, I will, God be my helper.
I will, God be my helper.
Will you join with your brothers and sisters in this congregation to share in the life, work, and ministry of Jesus Christ in the world? If so, answer, I will, God be my helper.
I will, God be my helper.
Will you share your faith with Ryan, growing with him in faith, hope, and love? Will you also encourage your child when he is old enough to publicly profess this faith for himself, to choose to be confirmed as one of Christ's people? If so, answer, I will, God be my helper.
I will, God be my helper.
I would ask the congregation to stand as you are able. Let us pledge to these people our support and care. We commit ourselves to support and uphold you within the community of faith. May God grant us all the grace to live out our baptism.
Amen.
Thank you. Please be seated. It's a little cold. I think you'll be okay. Gracious and holy God, we thank you for the gift of life, and within it, the gift of water. Over its unshaped promise, your Spirit hovered at creation. By water comes the growth of the earth, and through water you led the children of Israel to freedom. And in the waters of the Jordan, your child Jesus was baptized. Now may your Spirit be upon us and what we do, that this water may be a sign for all of new life in Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Are you ready? Thank you. Yes. Very nice. Yeah, take a look at them all. Yep. Yep. And look at your shoes, too. Wonderful. Oh, what is the name of this child?
Ryan.
Thank you. Because you name them, I don't, you know. So. Ryan William, I baptize you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yeah, it's a little cold, isn't it? Ooh, what was that? Did you want to say something? Oh, very nice. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who's the head and the king of the church, we now welcome Ryan William Rezotko into the Church of Jesus Christ, this local community of faith that has been a support of many throughout their lives, and to the wider Church of Jesus Christ that stretches all around the world. Let us pray. Creator God, keep this child in your care as he grows in mind and body. Keep these parents in your love as they guide their child through their growing up years and in relationship to you. Keep us also that we all may be faithful to you through our lives. Amen. Thank you. We'll now have our morning scripture lesson.
Good morning. Good morning. We're reflecting on God's word this morning. The stories of Jesus comes from Luke, the 24 verses 13 to 35, called the Walk to Emmaus. On that same day, two of Jesus' followers were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking to each other about all the things that had happened. As they talked and discussed, Jesus himself grew near and walked along with them. They saw him, but somehow did not recognize him. Jesus said to them, "What are you talking about to each other as you walk along?" They stood still with sad faces. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only visitor in Jerusalem who doesn't know the things that are happening there these last few days?" What things, he asked? The things that happened to Jesus of Nazareth. They answered, this man was a prophet and was considered by God and by all the people to be powerful in everything he said and did. Our chief priests and rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and he was crucified. And we had hoped he would be the one who was going to set Israel free. Besides all that, this is the third day since it has happened. Some of the women of our group surprised us. They went at dawn to the tomb, but they could not find his body. They came back saying they had seen a vision of angels who told them he is alive. Some of our group went to the tomb and found it exactly as the women had said, but they did not see him. Then Jesus said to them, how foolish you are, how slow you are to believe everything the prophets said. Was it not necessary for the Messiah to suffer these things and then to enter his glory? And Jesus explained to them what was said about himself in all the scriptures, beginning with the books of Moses and the writings of all the prophets. As they came near the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he was going further. But they held him back, saying, stay with us. The day is almost over, and it is getting dark. So he went in to stay with them. He sat down to eat with them, took the bread, and said the blessing. Then he broke the bread and gave it to him. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. But he disappeared from their sight. They said to each other, wasn't it like a fire burning in us when he talked to us on the road and explained the scriptures to us? They got up at once and went back to Jerusalem, where they found the 11 disciples gathered together with the others and saying, the Lord is risen indeed. He has appeared to Simon. The two then explained to them what had happened on the road and how they had recognized the Lord when he broke the bread. God give thanks for this reading.
Thank you.
Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. How many of you have ever felt a little down or depressed at times? Anybody? Thank you. How many of you ever had a conversation with a good friend and been uplifted by that? Anyone? Thank you. I am Alan Warren, and today's message is baptism, retelling the story. And I incredibly want to thank you for gathering together for worship here today, especially on such a wonderful, bright spring day. Today, we will dig into the passage, the walk from Emmaus, a little more. You will learn some things that Henry Nouwen said regarding good tips about pastoral care, and also a new definition of what it means to be a good host. And near the end of the message, you'll get to see a video clip, and I want you to compare that video clip with this well-known story. Can I share with you a little of my own story this morning? Thank you. After I'd been at St. George United Church, which is my previous church, for 12 or 13 years, I began to wonder if I should move. I never wanted to be the guy that stayed too long. So I dusted off my resume and sent it out to two or three churches. And I don't think it's just my ego speaking, but I think I'm a relatively good minister. I work hard, visit the hospitals, like to do Bible studies. So imagine my shock when I got phone calls or letters back from those two or three churches and saying, thanks, but no thanks. Again, you know, I'm a person with a fair bit of experience. I think I have a relatively good humor, sense of humor. I've stayed long at my churches, so that means they're not rushing you out the door. You know, here's your hat. What's your... Yeah, thank you. And then I began to wonder, well, you know, with years of experience, you're also at the top of the salary scale. And lots of churches have financial difficulties anymore, so they would just take a look at that and say, again, thanks, but no thanks, without looking any further. So I was almost ready to approach St. George and ask them for another sabbatical and settle in for the long haul at St. George. But then I got this phone call from none other than the Appleby Search Committee, and said, would you like to have a conversation? And the rest is history. So thank you. So that's an example, in a sense, of a situation in my life that's things changed, direction from one to the other, and part of it was a little low, you know, forcing the fact that these pink slips that some teachers are getting these days, you know, from different people. So what I want you to do this morning in your question is retell a significant story from your own life. You know, not the whole thing, but briefly find someone around you and share a significant story from your life. And if that's not at your comfort level, feel free to take a moment to just think about it. But we like to chat here, so turn around and find someone to chat to, please. Go.
Thank you.
there's one of today's Bible story about meeting the friends on the road. Okay? If you want to color it. That's cool. Good to see you. Hi. Please stop. Thank you. I think we all have significant stories in our lives to share, and it's important to retell our stories. And that's what I like about Appleby United Church giving the Family Story Bible at baptisms. Because retelling stories is important, our own, but also those we have as a church family. And as followers of Jesus, we say the stories of Jesus are central to who we are, as you can look around at the stained glass windows. And so we need to retell them to our children and also to ourselves throughout our lives. Now, in this Walk to Emmaus story today, does anybody want to guess how many times a story about Jesus is told or the story of sacred scripture is told? Any guesses? How many times? Is it once? Is it twice? Is it three times? Four? Anybody for five? Let's settle on three. When those two disciples, as the story started and they were walking towards Emmaus, what were they talking about? Jesus' crucifixion. What happened to Jesus? They were talking about the story of their friend Jesus. The one who they thought God was with, was mighty in word and deed, and was going to set Israel free. And then a stranger comes among them. What did Jesus talk about with them? Thank you, Scripture. He looked at the books of Moses and the books of the prophets to talk about the Messiah, an understanding of the Messiah that fit with Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. And then when the disciples, full of joy, ran back to Jerusalem, what did they talk about? About Jesus. He is risen, thank you. How they recognized him in what? Breaking of the bread and eating a meal together. Wonderful. Now, when I got to thinking about these three retellings, how many retellings? Thank you. I found something interesting. The first retelling is simply their story and how they knew Jesus. It was not sacred scripture yet. The second retelling was the retelling of their sacred stories, the books of Moses and the prophets. And the last retelling is when those disciples had integrated their sacred story into their own story, into their own lives and their own experience. And when they did that, they were able to run back to Jerusalem, you know, with a new song in their heart. Henry Nouwen, a well-known priest, professor, writer, and theologian who focused on spirituality of solitude, community, and compassion, had some wonderful insights about pastoral care. Who would like to know what to do to help a friend when they're feeling down, like those disciples walking to Emmaus? Would anybody like some tips? Thank you. A couple hands. Awesome. Wonderful. Henry Nouwen said, the most important thing is providing a safe place where people can retell their own story. Unburden their hearts. Because he firmly believed in the retelling of our story in a safe place. It allows room for the Spirit of God to work in their lives and help them figure out what their next steps should be. How many of you like it when somebody tells you what to do? Yeah, most of us don't, you know, like thanks but no thanks. So we generally need to figure it out for ourselves. And in the retelling of our story, we often have a sense of what our next steps need to be. Now, did you notice what Jesus did in this story when the two disciples were downhearted and walking towards Emmaus? He came and walked beside them. Not in front of them, not behind them. He walked beside them. He didn't try and tell them what to do, you know, or what to believe. He simply gives them space to share what they want to share, feel what they want to feel, space to be themselves. To be able to tell their story without fear of being jumped on or judged, and let God's Spirit do the rest. Now, I find that incredibly good news. To help others, the only thing I need to be an expert at is how to listen. How to what? Thank you. How to listen. To provide that safe place for people to open up and talk. Can it really be that simple? When you hear the word hospitality, what do you think of? What? Food, thank you. I thought I heard a big job, but I don't know if that's what I heard.
Lots of dishes.
Lots of dishes, thank you. Get out the white what? Tablecloth, thank you very much, or the good linen. You know, if it's a really special occasion, you polish up the what?
Silver.
The silver, thank you very much, and get out the good dishes. Wow. And then when it's all done, what do? You relax. You find a chair to sit down in and a glass of wine to have, and you go, whew, I'm so glad that is all over. Now, you enjoy it. You love getting together with family and friends. It's a lot of work. Now, Henry Nouwen gives us a new definition of what it means to be a good host. And the good host is simply providing a safe place for people to open up and tell their stories. So a challenge for us as followers of Jesus is learn how to do that in our day-to-day lives. Learn how to do that when you're at the grocery store and two people ahead of you, somebody just chewed out the cashier. Have you ever been in the grocery store when someone chews out the cashier? You ever experienced that? I know I have. You know, and certainly at Christmas, you know, the long lineups at the cashier when you're buying things. How do you provide a place where the cashier can breathe a little sigh of relief? You know, a safe place as they check you out. A safe place for the person behind you to talk in line. A safe place at the water cooler, maybe when you talk to people at work. Or if you live in an apartment, a safe place for your neighbors or those across the street. As followers of Jesus, we're challenged to be known in our circle of friends and where we live as being a good host. That safe place where people can talk without fear of the story being what? Spread all over the neighborhood. Okay? Confidentiality. Any idea, and look at this story, when people need to talk? There's two good examples in this story of when people need to talk. When they have problems, thank you. Okay, they were bummed out, remember, walking along with their face down at their feet, kicking the dirt. It's probably why they didn't see Jesus. So that's one time. When our dreams have been broken and shattered, we need to share our story. Where's another time in this story, you know, where those two had to shout and say something? Thank you. Good news. You know, when they got back to Jerusalem, they had to tell their friends and neighbors, we recognize Jesus in the breaking of the bread. When Ryan was born, did somebody get on the telephone and say, hey, here's the good news? You know, it's a boy. They're healthy. Absolutely. I'm getting married. You know, good news. I got a new job. I got a B on that really hard test that I thought I failed. Or I got a goal in ringette or hockey. We need to find places, safe places to celebrate, enjoy, and also to unburden our hearts. It is interesting in this story where the transformation takes place. Where did Jesus, was he recognized by the people? Thank you, the breaking of the bread, a shared meal. Taken, these are the words, blessed, broken, and shared. Those are the same words that are also used in the feeding of the 5,000 in Luke's gospel. And it's just like our lives. Think of times when you have felt blessed. Think of times when you have felt broken. Think of times when you feel you've had a need to share, both being blessed and broken. Others to laugh with you when you are laughing, but also to cry with you when you are crying. A safe place to tell your story. To be supported with those who help pick you up. And think of the role that hospitality played in both those events. Sharing the good news and struggling with the bad news. Now, to end with, I want to show you a video clip. I want you to pay close attention to any similarities between this video clip and this story of the disciples walking to Emmaus, the transformation, and running back to Jerusalem. So, and he's sharing this story. I love it. House lights.
Just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There's mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to
Please forget the PC commercial at the end. President's choice, you know. Did you notice any similarities in that story? Think of the beginning of that story, that video clip in the story. All alone, thank you, and you don't know anybody. It was hard to see at the beginning because of the lights, but she goes into her department at the night, and the security guy, of course, is looking at what? His phone. Okay, not saying hello to anybody. Goes on the elevator. What's everybody doing? Looking at their phone. Is anybody trying to say anything, you know? She goes home, and what is she greeted by? Same thing. Did you notice this? The mic drop, the bag drop. What changed? And that's like the disciples, right? Going along the road towards Emmaus, okay, they're kicking the dirt, their faces in the dirt, okay? They don't notice anything else around them. Okay, and in a sense, they're isolated in their own despair. As the woman on the elevator. Okay? What changed? Thank you. Hospitality. Anything else? Hashtag what? Eat together. Thank you. Did you notice the change on the people's faces when they started to eat together? What were they doing? Thank you. Smiling. Laughing. Relaxed. Thank you. Jesus broke the bread and gave it to them, shared it, and their eyes were what? Their eyes were opened to a new sense of community, a new sense of being with one another. Did you notice, and hopefully through that, a sense of Christ in our midst, did you notice the role of children in this video? Okay, when did you notice the children? Thank you, they were in the inviting ones. Did you notice the first family that came out of the elevator? They kind of went, and what did the child do? Ran and dragged her mom along, come on. And then at the end, what did the child do? Crawled underneath and brought out an elderly gentleman from his hotel, from his apartment. I like how, in a sense, through that act, people came out of their closed tombs, their isolation, got to know one another, laughed, smiled, and probably began to learn how to support one another in their lives. Creating safe place for stories to be told and celebrated in the neighborhood. Easter doesn't always happen in 3 days. Okay, from the crosses of our Good Friday brokenness to the joy and rebirth of Easter morning. Sometimes we need people to walk along the road beside us for a while. Sometimes we even need people to sit beside us in our tombs until we have the courage to step out into the light of day again. It's important to remember Easter is a whole season, not just 3 days or a single day. Because sometimes it takes a while for our hearts to be rekindled, for that wellspring of joy to bubble up and gurgle up inside us again, like the sound of a newborn baby who, thank you, who gurgles, you know, and bubbles, you know. Sometimes it takes a while for us to untangle ourselves from our grave clothes and leave them behind and begin to see the risen Christ in our midst and in our communities again. And this is often done through the caring presence of others, of being good hosts, And after we have seen the light of day again, we are asked to be a good host or a caring presence to those God has placed around us. Thanks be to God. Amen. Our next hymn is one you may be familiar with. I know I sang it in my younger years. Number 343, I Love to Tell the Story. 343.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above.
Of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus
and his love. I love to tell the story because I know it is true. It satisfies my longing as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love story, more wonderful it seems than all the golden fancies of all our golden dreams. I love to tell the story, for some have never heard the message of salvation, God's own holy word. I love to tell the story, to be my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story for those who know it best. Seems hungering and thirsty to hear it like the rest. And when it seems a glory, I sing the new, new song. 'Twill be the old, old story.
We have all walked the Emmaus Road at some time in our life, downhearted, discouraged, wondering where to turn. Through your morning's offering, you help to support ministries of listening and care so people can turn their lives around. Thank you for your support of these ministries. We'll now have our morning's offering.
Jesus said, cups of water, crumbs of bread, all things done because we're kind, count as big things in God's mind. Every hair that's on our head, every sparrow, Jesus said, God takes care of, counts and knows, God loves us from top to toe.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we ask your blessing on these gifts to help turn people's lives around, that followers of Jesus are inspired again, communities of faith come together again, the word is preached, the needs of mind and body are met, the downhearted are filled with hope, and the powerful are held to account. Add to these gifts the ministry of our lives, so that change might be possible and stones of gloom and despair might be rolled away. Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. Gracious God, like the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, we walk with Jesus, but we do not recognize him. Yet Jesus persists, opening our hearts to truth and love as we share table with him. As he gathers us close, Jesus takes the bread, blesses it, and breaks it, and we eat together, you and me and Christ at the table. It is during the meal we recognize Christ, see the gift of God's love, and are transformed in our hearts and minds. Only then can we truly say, the Lord is risen, he is risen indeed, for Christ is risen in our hearts. Help us to realize, O God, our lives are blessed, broken, and shared in many ways. In the sharing we do around our tables at home, as we eat with those we eat with every day. For those who eat alone, remember Jesus is at table with you, supporting you, encouraging you, blessing you. Thank you, Jesus, for walking with us through life, for we are never truly alone. As we eat at the kitchen table with Jesus, help us think of ways we can be good hosts to others we meet during the week, on the street, in the coffee shop, in the grocery store, at work, providing a safe place for people to open up a little and say hello, reminding them that they are not alone in this big old, sometimes cold world. Friends, strangers, chance acquaintances on this road called life, O God, blessed, broken, shared, a table of meetings, caring conversations, prepared by Christ for the transformation and redemption of people's lives in the world. At table, in conversation with friends and neighbors and strangers alike, help us to be open to recognize your love and grace among us, warming our hearts as we transform an isolated, wired world to one of laughter, smiles, caring, and sharing. Come, let us break bread together with the risen one who's present with us now and always. This we ask in Jesus' name, who's dared us to dream of a new world by dreaming together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our closing hymn is 184 in the hard-covered hymn book, As We Walk Home at Close of Day, 184. Christ's love fill you this day with the living, enduring word of God. May Christ's love lift you up and guide you, that you may go forth to transform the world, one caring conversation at a time with those you meet in the coming week. Let me down and I leap up. Warmly, so you can dance out of here into the world in the coming week. Thank you.
heart.
Oh,
this kid needs a diaper.
A diaper change. Diaper change. Yeah, diaper change for Lana. Yeah, I know.
Just
like bang your head on it and trying to